There may be no one at this point who has more experience than me at doing this, and I can tell you how much an expert can know about that. The answer is, not much. I learned from experience to keep a completely open mind about which startup in each batch, which startups would turn out to be the stars. The founders sometimes thought they knew. Some arrived feeling confident that they would ace Y Combinator just as they had aced every one of the few easy artificial tests they had faced in life so far. Others arrived wondering what mistake had caused them to be admitted and hoping that no one would discover it. But there is little to no no correlation between these attitudes and how things turn out. I've read the same is true in the military, that the swaggering recruits are no more likely to turn out to be really tough than the quiet ones, and probably for the same reason, that the tests are so different from the tests in people's previous lives. If you're absolutely terrified of starting a startup, you probably shouldn't do it, unless you're one of those people who gets off on doing things you're afraid of. Otherwise, if you're merely unsure of whether you're going to be able to do it, the only way to find out is to try. Just not now. So, if you want to start up one day, if you want to start a startup one day, what do you do now in college? There are only two things you need initially: an idea and co-founders. And the MO for getting them both is the same, which leads to our sixth and last counterintuitive point. The way to get startup ideas is not to try to think of startup ideas. I've written a whole essay on this, and I'm not going to repeat the whole thing here. But the short version is that if you make a conscious effort to try and think of startup ideas, you will, I think, of ideas that are not only bad, but bad and plausible sounding, meaning you and everybody else will be fooled by them, and you'll waste a lot of time before realizing they're no good. The way to come up with good startup ideas is to take a step back. Instead of trying to make a conscious effort to think of startup ideas, turn your brain into the type that has startup ideas unconsciously. In fact, so unconsciously that you don't even realize at first that they're startup ideas. This is not only possible. Yahoo, Google, Facebook, and Apple all got started this way. None of these companies were even supposed to be companies at first. They were all just side projects. The very best ideas almost have to start as side projects because they're always such outliers that your conscious mind would reject them as ideas for companies. Okay?